Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Leak of a Supreme Court draft indicates overturning Roe v. Wade, stabbing at Methuen High School, and just announced the greatest name possibly ever for a tour. Melissa has the juice coming up.
The Met Gala did not disappoint. Nicki Minaj's bra was too small. Beyonce was a no-show. I'll have all the details. And the Kardashians win big in court.
Leroy has your sports.
I swear parents are going to be the downfall of youth sports. Plus, did the Celtics ruin a wedding?
But first, reports say that the U.S. Supreme Court set to overturn Roe v. Wade, the constitutionally protected right to abortion. And this is after a leak of the initial draft by Justice Alito of the court's opinion on the case. Protests have already started outside of the Supreme Court. Advocates have planned other protests across the country.
See, Pebbles, I told you not to vote for Trump because that's what he was going to do. And you still went and voted for him.
Yeah, okay.
Are you happy now?
Wow.
You happy now?
Can't even say that with a semi-straight face.
Exactly.
She doesn't even give a courtesy laugh. She gives me the side eye.
Yup. Yeah. It looks to kill. A 16-year-old Methuen High student facing assault charges after stabbing a 15-year-old former student at the school. Both were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The former student had been led into the school through a locked side door by two students. And an announcement about a new tour that's probably the best named tour in the history of tours. Dave Chappelle and Busta Rhymes announced that they're co-headlining a tour this year, combining hip hop and humor. The name of the tour? Dave and Busta.
Love it.
Dave says it's not even a show, it's more like a party. The schedule for the Dave and Busta tour has not been announced yet. Yeah, that is so perfect.
We were just talking about how Melissa can't enjoy events like that because of her attention span being so short.
Mm-hmm.
Could you enjoy, because we just said you can't enjoy a comedy show because it's one thing. You can't enjoy a concert because it's one
thing. I've been to Dave Chappelle recently.
Right.
And I thought it was good, but again, looking at my watch, when can I get out of here?
But the combination of a comedy show / concert, could that?
It would have to be like they would be taking turns. Like Chappelle will tell a couple jokes, here comes Busta.
With the song.
It's making people want to jump. Yeah. Like I could.
But not finish the song because that's too long.
Yes, right. A verse and a hook. Done. I could do that.
All right, there you go, guys.
Like
work
that.
On it.
I like it.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, the Met Gala takes place every year, the first Monday in May at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where A-list celebrities gather and express their versions of the year's theme. Last night's theme? Gilded glamour, or what was described as late 19th century clothing through a modern lens. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, they were one of the first couples to arrive. Blake wore a Versace gown with a reversible train. Lizzo brought her flute on the red carpet, wearing a black and gold Tom Brown gown that took 22,000 hours to make.
22,000
hours to make.
Keep talking. I just got to do the math on that.
Nicki Minaj, boobs and all, came through with a black Burberry bustier gown, leather leggings, and black baseball cap. She actually joked that her bra was too small, and that's why her boobs are busting out, saying, enjoy these itties, because y'all ain't going to see that ever again.
Baby, I got titties, you got titties, we all got titties, squeeze the titties.
Jared Leto showed up with his doppelganger and friend Alessandro Michele, the creative director of Gucci, wearing matching suits. And then you had, for the first time, the entire Kardashian sister family, and of course the mother. Kylie wore an off-white wedding gown with a veil attached to a baseball cap. Kourtney and Khloe, it was their very first year being invited by Anna Wintour, because apparently there were rumors that Anna thought they were too C-list to attend in years past, so they were never invited. And then, of course, Kim wearing the most talked about dress of the night, Marilyn Monroe's iconic dress that she wore when she sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy. And it was the actual dress. And she went on a very strict diet to lose 16 pounds to wear it. And we asked you who your favorite Met Gala looks were, or what they were, on our Get Up Crew Facebook page. And we have put together a list of what you thought was the best looks from the Met Gala last night. So you can go on our Get Approved Facebook or the Hot Facebook, and you can look at your favorite looks. Yes, Romero.
I don't know if I did the math on this correctly, but you said 22,000 hours to make Lizzo's dress. So I divided that by 24 to see how many days.
Okay.
916 days and change.
Wow.
So it took almost 3 years.
Obviously, it's not consecutive days or like an entire day in a row, but like, yeah, that's 22,000 hours.
No, I find that hard to believe.
Okay, well, look it up.
That means that in 2019, they were like, hey, Lizzo, let's start making a dress for Lizzo now.
Let's see.
For the Met Gala in 2022.
Met Gala.
It's a lot of fabric.
There's no way for anybody to check. You can say what you want.
Right.
Just to make it sound, you know, bigger
right here,
and grander.
Page 6, headline. Lizzo's Met Gala 2022 gown took 22,000 hours to create.
They lying.
Yeah!
They're lying. They're lying. They're
what?
Lying.
You know what?
Romero, you're
about to get hit.
Look, Pebbles, get them.
Oh, boy.
And Black China.
You did say something.
I was just doing math.
Black China, let's move on, was suing the Kardashian family for $100 million for defamation. Unfortunately for her, she lost. A jury read the verdict after hearing weeks of testimony, including the sisters saying that China threatened to kill Rob on several occasions. But ultimately, the jury sided with the Kardashians, who, by the way, were obviously not there yesterday because they were at the Met Gala. And when the clerk asked their lawyer where they were, the attorney responded that they were in New York City, quote, at some gala.
Nice.
Obviously, they were at the Met. The victory for the family, by the way, means they have to pay China nothing. Nice. And here's Leroy with sports.
All right. Unfortunately, we got adults acting up in youth sports again. This time, a man is facing charges for pulling a gun at an AAU basketball tournament in Westford, Mass. The idiot pulled out the gun after he got into it with parents from an opposing team. Witnesses told police that he went to shoot, but that it appeared the gun jammed. Thank God. The police showed up. You got that right. And eventually the gun was found in a baby diaper bag. Just pathetic. Pathetic. Game one between the Bruins and Hurricanes, unfortunately, got ugly for the Bees as they got cooked 5-1. And I think the Celtics ruined a wedding. There's a video of a man walking his beautiful bride down the aisle. It's supposed to be her day. That's her day. Heading out the church. Some idiot tells him that the Celtics lost. The groom looked back. He mouths, the Celtics lost. He makes a sad face and then gets back to walking his wife back down the aisle. Brother,
sad.
You done messed up. The moment she sees that footage, she's going to be tight. We got to do better, fellas. We got to stop letting sports control our lives. That was supposed to be a special moment. Just live in it, man. And to the guy who told him that the Celtics lost, why would you set your boy up like that? Just terrible.
He might have had money on the game.
Leave it alone, man. Don't do that. Your 9-14 Red Sox get back at it tonight versus the Angels. First pitch is at 7:10. The Celtics look to rebound after their game one loss to the Bucks. Marcus Smart is questionable with a thigh contusion. Tip off is at 7, and that's your sport.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.